M1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning, and we're into December, December the 3rd. Yeehaw. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And today is our phone numbers here are the same as they always have been, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
And KCNR 1460 AM on your dial, 7:06 in the morning. Can you believe that we experienced the first... tell us about your weekend before we go anywhere else.
Okay. Well, on Saturday was the
Christmas
parade.
People were wondering. I mean, as we get to the back side of it, people were wondering, okay, you know, emergency meetings were being held. Is it, you know, they always say come rain or come shine. And, you know, of course, they had this big storm warning, which just came at the tail end of the last entry.
Well, they had, you know, people, first of all, and you kind of look at it, the parade came off really well. There was probably about 30 floats and or entries that didn't ride. And when I say ride, some of them were horseback, and I can understand that. But we had, like I said, at least 70 events. It was greatly appreciated. Lots of people out there. And as they said in the paper, all you people said it wasn't going to happen. It did happen. The Christmas parade happened, and it was a great event. We're going to talk a bit more about that.
I just love that. The troopers. The troopers of the Reading Trade Club.
And we're going to talk a bit more about that. But first, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Chris Lasson.
Good morning, Chris. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. We're a little over 30 minutes into a new trading month, and the markets are slightly higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 4 points at 13,029. The S&P 500 adding 2 points at 1418, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 8 points at 3018. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 114 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Ford's up 15 cents at $11.60. Advanced Micro Devices adding 14 cents at $2.34. Pfizer's up 16 cents at $25.16. And Bank of America up 3 cents at $9.89. Of local interest, PG&E down 39 cents at $40.56. Costco's up 64 cents at $104.67. And North Valley Bank down a quarter at $14 even. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.64%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's up 85 cents a barrel at $89.76. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $4.71 an ounce at $1,719.60, while silver's up 36 cents an ounce at $33.75. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at
7:10, 8:10, and 9:06
in the morning right here on KCNR, 1460 AM. And if you want to go down and visit them, hey, head on down to Park Marina Drive right here in Reading or give them a call at 243-7561. 243-7561 now.
You know what?
Sweetie, weather.
You know what?
What?
Slap yourself. It's Monday.
I was going to say, why are you slapping me in the
face?
Slap yourself. Why are you?
It's Monday.
What's the weather?
It's the first Monday of December. So every day.
Okay, now.
I'm going to slap my face.
I do this every year. I do this every year. There's 22 shopping days until it's too late.
Well, don't know. See what that makes me do. Okay, you don't seem to realize. I think as we approach our fourth year here on the station, December 14th, we are actually 3 years old, which means we're going into the fourth year. And Carl and I are going into our fifth year of marriage. So on our first anniversary, you know, we decided, well, what do we really want to do? And so then, of course, so I slap myself in the face every morning to say, you are here. You are present. You will like it.
If you don't do the weather, I'm going to slap your face. And then die
you,
afterwards. Then
yeah.
And then the sounds afterward would be the gurgling sounds.
No, those sounds will be of the high heels stabbing your forehead.
Have you heard? Have you got that shotgun sound still, Bob? You know, the last sound I'll ever hear is if I ever did anything like that, as I laid there in a pool of blood, is, how do I reload this?
And no, it
so
wouldn't be.
She's, Linda's going to do the weather, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what teams played last night in the football.
I would take way more pleasure with high heel damage. Okay, the temperature right now. The guys are looking at me like, ooh, hey, it's a girl thing. We are looking at currently at 42 degrees. It's beautiful, clear. It's just that brisk, fabulous time out right now. We're going to cover a little bit more that happened over the weekend. I hope you have electricity and that you weren't one of those who had falling trees or debris. So we do have 30% chance of rain today and tonight. Get ready, strap it on, 80%. Ready for tonight. Tomorrow, we've got a rainy day. The prediction is all day, 100%, and all night. So 54, 51, so it won't be a cold rain, but still. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. By the way, we're going to be heading up there Wednesday. It's been a while. They need to have their gift shop rated and wine to be bought, to be distributed amongst our friends. And just to go say hello, support your local business. We'll be right back. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranty in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on any sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed the difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
Howdy, partner. What you doing December 7th? How about riding on down to the Cascade Theater for a show that rounds up classic cowboy singing, some wacky humor, holiday cheer, and a little yodeling? Who knows what else Riders in the Sky will do when they bring their show to the Cascade Theater one night only for Christmas the Cowboy Way, December 7th. Tickets are on sale now at 243-8877 or CascadeTheater.org. It's Riders in the Sky, December 7th.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. 7:15 in the morning, December the 3rd. Wow. Somebody's changed our calendar and everything. You know what? It's only taken 3 years, going on our fourth year, and somebody else changed the calendar this time. Wow. Okay, Bad Bob. Do you realize that you're in history right now?
I'm in history right now.
You are in the middle of history.
Well, could be said about anybody anywhere.
Yeah, but this is real history.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not talking about just history like I had a cup of coffee today, history. I'm talking about real history. Do you know for the first time in 130 years, you ready? The Democrats have a supermajority in both the Assembly and the Senate right here in the state of California. Bazinga!
Then all our problems are over.
Oh, yeah. The possibilities are endless. Endless. They have $6 billion more, first of all, to work with because we just passed, we, the California voters, not me specifically or Bob or Linda, passed Prop 30, which gives them $6 billion. Can we say that out loud? $1 billion more over all the rest of the money that's coming in to make things right. Oh, we haven't said anything about taxes. Here it is. Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown may be the most conservative member down in for the Democratic Party in Sacramento. Is that scary? Is that kind of scary to you? Now, my question is, they've got the $6 billion new dollars in taxes. Are we going to see the veterans home was opened up or not? Or is that money going to go to other places like commissions, railroads to nowhere, helping to pay for the astronomical power prices, electricity prices we're going to have to pay because of this green proposition that so by 2020 1/3 of all of our power has to come by renewable assets, even though there is no such thing. I mean, really.
Just wait till your next DMV bill shows up.
Oh, and they've already talked about, that's right, Senator Ted Gaines, who is, you know, here's what's going on with senators. We have two senators, or will come January. Did you know that us guys and women, us people in the North State, are going to have two senators? We're going to have Gaines, and we're going to have whoever it is, probably Nielsen. Okay, so we're going to have Senator Nielsen and Senator Gaines. They're both our governor, or both our senators until 2014, and then Senator Nielsen goes to his new place, and Senator Gaines is ours. And we got to see Senator Ted Gaines the other day, and he was on the show Friday. And one of the things he talked about, of course, was fire taxes. That this is, you've just seen the beginning of this fire tax thing, I'm pretty sure. That okay, that's for habitable houses on your property, and you're paying 11, you know, the 2011 tax. Now they're going to have another one come to you next quarter for 2012, which was now, and then one for 2013, which is later. So you're going to get paid last year, this year, and next year, all within like 6 months. Is that good? Is that well thought out? George Runner, who is on the state equalization board, there's four of them, elected into this position, is screaming about this. This is fair. This is wrong. This is a whole thing. But you've got a supermajority. So even if this thing gets overturned in the courthouse, which is where it's going right now, what do you do? Do you come back and hit it a different way? Okay, everybody that wants to buy ammunition and not give a thumbprint, you may want to start buying that now because they're going to run that one through again. The assault weapons ban. Okay, here it comes. Here it comes. Supermajority. Here it comes. So if you're going to buy an AR, this is the time to do it. If you want to buy a black gun, do it now because they're going to take that away from you. I can just tell you it's happening. We'll have Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California on here in a week or so, and he'll tell you about what's going on with that. So what do we have to look forward to? I'm not sure because, frankly, the Democrats can now do anything they want. And, you know, and here's my advice to the Republicans. Let them. You know what? It does no good to fight them. Just say, okay, look, you want to do that, then you do it. We don't think that's a good idea. You know, it's kind of like a parent. A parent, when you're watching that child go over there and pet that dog that's snarling at it, I wouldn't pet that dog, like in that movie Hondo with John Wayne. There you go. And that boy goes over to pet Hondo's dog, and Hondo goes, son, don't pet that dog. He doesn't like it. And the old boy kind of like, kind of goes. And then he kind of goes over again, and that dog's looking at him, and it starts going, rawr. He said, son, you don't want to pet that dog. And about the third time that kid goes over there, and, you know, he's kind of looking over his shoulder to see if Hondo and his mom are watching. He goes, sticks his hand out, bark! Dog gets him. Oh, your dog bit my son. Yeah. Well, I told him that was going to happen. And you know what? That's probably what we should do with the Democrats. You know what? I wouldn't do that because it's going to hurt us. But if you want to do it, if you feel manly enough or womanly enough to do it, why don't you go ahead and do it? Crash! And maybe that's the only way we can fix it. Hands-off approach, and maybe that should be at the national level, too. Got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, this is KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Take a break from the holiday stress and laugh your Santa hat off at the Riverfront Playhouse production of Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some. Directed by Russell Pyatt, featuring the talents of Chris Gomez, Ian Dalzell, and Tyler Penn, this fast and funny show crams all of your favorite Christmas stories, traditions, and carols into one wild night. Friday and Saturday nights, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. through December 15th. Get your tickets at the Cascade Theater box office. If you can only see one Christmas show this year, why not see them all?
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You want coffee? Espresso Joe's. You want tea? Espresso Joe's. You want it made specially? Espresso Joe's.
I was in there the other day, and, you know, we're going to put together some Christmas presents, and they're just so... you know, what's the word I want to say? Accommodating. And on top of that, they do have a really nice wine selection. If you're thinking about, you know, Christmas time, what do I get? I don't think that there's probably a hostess out there or a home out there, if you went to a party, would love to have a tea or a decaf or a regular coffee or a bottle of, you know, white or red wine. And the Tobacco and Brew gals will help you out. It's really nice. It's an in and out, very easy access. And, you know, great. Hey, wanted to tell you quickly. We just found out who were the top winners in the parade, the Christmas lit parade. That was this lighted parade on Saturday. The DRBA sweepstakes went to entry number 52, the Coca-Cola refreshments.
Yeah.
The sweepstakes winner, Reading Trade Platinum, went to entry 60, Reading Hogs. Record Searchlight Best Theme. Number 21, Club Scouts, number 75. Yoo-hoo! And Reading Bank of Commerce, most lighted, went to entry number 37, which is the Reading School of the Arts. And finally...
You know, everybody was lit, if I remember right. Bad Bob, do you remember?
Fabulous.
Everybody had lights on.
Reading School of the Arts was
great.
Very impressive.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the jellyfish, the whole thing was an under the sea theme.
Oh, cute.
Oh yeah,
because
Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And so they had these transparent umbrellas that were lit up like jellyfish. And we were just, once I figured out what was going on, it was a riot. And the crowd was just loving it.
Well, they
great
also,
crowd,
so,
by the way.
Crown Motors, most creative, went to entrance number 16, which is Enterprise Hornet Marching Band.
Yeah, well, they were great too. They had a cover. They stopped and then they brought this kind of like a tunnel that opened a tunnel they had that would go over them. And then they'd march out of the tunnel. It was pretty cool.
So here's one of those: to have the parade or not to have the parade. The parade went forward, did it? Boom. Launched it, did yeah. The 2012 parade. People were thinking, you know, here's the storm of the century. Well, it's kind of come in different ways, but not as heavy as it was. Now, so here's the whole thing, like, they didn't pay attention to Sandy. I think there was a lot of that on people's minds.
Well, let me tell you, as far as being the storm of the century, I was very underwhelmed.
What?
Weather forecasters are saying that the people at the newspaper, the Record Searchlight, took a small piece of information and blew it up completely out of proportion. Any of the local forecasters will tell you, looking at the data, they were looking at the models, this was a 5-year storm, not a 50, not a 100. It was a 5-year storm.
Oh, so the Record Searchlight was wrong?
They exaggerated.
According to who?
Well, according to the best meteorologist I happen to know.
Yeah, but...
Okay. well,
what about this other one, though? What about... But Mike Krueger, who's been right on, spot on. I mean, they were talking about... Of course, they were right. There was tons of rain out there.
Storm.
What did you see yesterday?
Shasta Lake came up 15 feet.
That's huge.
That's like a billion.
I know. Yeah. My parents call me from Sacramento saying, I heard you're going to get... And in the Sacramento Bee...
Yeah, they're all saying that.
18 inches. My dad said, fill up the tubs. You're going to lose your temperature. You're going to lose your
power
electricity.
Water.
Fill up your tubs so you can flush your toilet.
It was a significant storm. It was not a world-class storm.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said the other day, I was underwhelmed, and you turned around and slapped my hand. You said, don't say that. Don't say that. I said, well, you know what? I was expecting sheets of rain lasting for like 8 or 10 hours. Now, going back, Republican Women's Tea.
Alice Garrity, congratulations. She was named Woman of the Year.
That's right.
Married 57 years. Came over. She just has an incredible story. Talk about somebody who's very, very active in the community, very active in Soroptimus. And we've been very blessed to ask to MC the Soroptimus event December 13th. And she stopped and she said, I want to let you know that, you know, I really went to bat. I wanted you guys to do that. But, you know, and I, you know, this Republican Women's Tea. It's really one of the old school classy events where you walk in and each woman who has a table brings all her own crystalline china. Everybody has a story. It's a beautiful story behind the table they create.
And you saying?
And she had
Oh Holy Night.
She had china from occupied Japan, and really? There was a whole story around that. Alice Garrity.
Anyway, congratulations, Alice, and congratulations to the Reading Trade Club for such a great parade that was on Saturday. What a wonderful parade. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early morning trading as investors focus their attention on Washington and the fiscal cliff negotiations. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's just about flat. Two of Detroit's three automakers have rolled out their November sales figures. Ford sales are up 6% versus a year ago. The company expects November to be its best hybrid sales month ever. Chrysler also posted its best November since 2007. Sales rose 14% last month compared to a year ago. And Computer Sciences is selling its CSC credit services unit to Equifax for an even $1 billion in cash as part of its efforts to focus on next-generation technology and services. CSC has faced several challenges over the past year, including a dispute over its contract to provide electronic patient records for Britain's National Health Service. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with two free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-2134. That's 1-800-489-2134.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Monday, the 3rd of December. 22 more shopping days till it's too late. You know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why them? Why go to Shasta Gas Propane? Well, okay, it's getting colder, so you want to have keep your house heated, of course, but why them? Is it because their prices are competitive, which they are? Is it because they have 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties, which makes them happy, and the customers happy? Do they offer discounts for seniors and veterans? That's the companies you should be looking for. But the big thing is, are they locally owned, family operated? Is every employee safety trained and service oriented? Well, the Shasta Gas Propane employees are. The Shasta Gas Propane family. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest.
Wow. I guess if there's ever a time you want to think about, are your tanks filled and, you know, people are losing, losing their power, it's important to know that, you know, in fact, that could be a really good Christmas present.
What?
Make sure that everybody's tanks are full.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a kind of a something that, you know, maybe not be glamorous, but it sure could be useful.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, speaking of great Christmas presents.
And useful. But not necessarily glamorous.
Mattresses, etc.
Bill Wooster, good morning.
All the things you could possibly have on your wish list.
Good morning. Dear Santa, can I get my tank full?
Okay. Or, dear Santa, I have my tanks full, but can I have a nice bed to sleep on? And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, Bill Woodford, we love to welcome you to the station. And you are, of course, always running and doing a very great job at the Shasta Center.
Well, thank you very much. We got our Christmas lights up. It's kind of festive around here, too. It's looking pretty. You guys got it all decorated here in the studio. It looks nice.
We're looking. You know what? We enjoy this. Linda really likes doing the Christmas stuff, as I do, of course. But you, I mean, you've got with the center over there, I mean, you're filled up with people.
We are right now 100% full. There's a couple of spaces that are going in. Some new exciting people are coming in. We just welcomed Classic Trends in. They just opened up, three, 4 weeks ago. And so they're at the right next door to Kubler's Furniture. And so they've got a nice store in there. And then one of our really, really exciting thing that's happening is Wilda's is going to be taking over the old Yak's place, the old Sue's Java Cafe.
Wow.
So, there's a success story. We got to get her on because they started in the old Weenie Hut place there, Joe's Dogs, or Chili Dogs, or something like
right.
that.
Right, there where Bricks Barbecue was
for
a while.
Yeah, and first was Joe's, then Bricks. Now Bricks is, you know, gone out too, and then Wilma. So I think it's interesting to have people on that have grown during this economy.
Absolutely. Well, they're doing so well over there. There's a line out the door every day. It's great over there on the Placer location.
You know what? I did not stop there one day because I was going to. I couldn't find a parking spot anywhere around there, so I just, you know, drove on through and kept going.
The food is phenomenal.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
opening up their
no, yeah.
great stuff. Yeah,
and Buddha, was it a kind of bowl?
The Buddha bowl.
I haven't had one of those, but we met down there on a business lunch with some guys, and they said, "Well, let's go to Wilma's," and we did, and Wilda's, and we went down there, and I think we all had chili dogs.
Oh, they have great dogs. They have great pastrami sandwiches. Yeah, their food is excellent, and they're doing so well that they're opening up a second. Unit, which is going to be over there in the Shasta Center, right there where the old Sue's was.
Well,
so they're going to, you know,
they'll be parking there.
They'll be parking there and a lot more space to sit and that kind of thing too. So,
well, to kind of help our listeners put a face on you and what you do, Bill, can you share with our listeners a little bit about you and the Shasta Center?
Sure. The Shasta Center is, on Churn Creek. It's, where Duke's Restaurant and Dairy Queen and Kubler's Furniture, of course, and I'm the marketing director for Kubler's Furniture, and I also market for the shopping center as well as help manage it. We've been there quite a long time. And
local family?
Local family runs it, and yeah, it's a shop local kind of thing, and we've got lots of stuff going on at Kubler's, because there's one word for Christmas, and that is furniture.
China cabinet, hint, hint.
Nudge, nudge, there you go, China cabinet. apparently there's a need for a China cabinet.
Well, she's been talking about it now because she's gotten some more china from family members and all this. So
we want to display it.
We will. You know what, in fact, because you all have got great deals down there and you've always taken care of us. So well, come on down.
Come on down, we'll hook you up.
So family-owned furniture.
Yeah.
And why are you
Since 1974. It's our 30, well, this year will be our 39th
that
year in business.
Warms my heart because I know to be able to stay in business through economic ups and downs, it takes a really good team to stretch through some hard times. And now it's a great, it seems like we're coming, or do you see that, with retail starting to come with an upsurge?
It does seem to be upsurging a little bit. It's slow on the upsurge, but, it'll one month will be up, and then the next one will be flat, and then the next one will be up, and the next one will be flat. It's kind of weird. You can't judge it anymore. So, but it's, it seems like that the economy's starting to pick up a little bit. So I hope so.
Well,
anyway, knock wood.
We've got season there, which is a fun place to shop, and Palm Beach Town. We've got to take a break. We're going to come back. We're talking about Shasta Center. Bill Wolford is our guest, and we're going to talk about what's going on with you. Promise to stay around?
I'll stick around.
All right. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Now there's a sun about, maybe cause I'm trying.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us, and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. Carl Underbot, our guest, Bill Woodford, Shasta Center, and among other things. Okay, sales.
Sales. Yes, we've got a great sale going on right now with starting on Wednesday. We call it our Money Tree Sale, where we put discounts on the tree. And you walk up there and you choose your own discount. So it's, there's discounts from 10 to 25% off on the tree. So you go up there and it's, you choose your card and whatever your discount is, that's what we're going to give you. So, and then of course if you buy, spend $8.99 or more in furniture, we're going to give you another choice of a bunch of different gifts like a barbecue or barbecue tool set or, sheet set or, comforter set or something like that. We've got all kinds of stuff to give away.
Oh, gee. Yeah. That sounds good.
Hey, we're ho-ho-ho over there.
Spectacular.
It does. And, you know, and the fact is you're all brightly lit and everything. You're getting into that. And you know what? The other thing, too, is you all support the community in a lot of different ways.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't brag about it, but if there's events going on, you've offered up your parking lot, a lot of veterans events.
Mm,
and that's deeply appreciated by the veterans community.
We definitely support a lot of stuff that happens in town and especially the veterans and you know, I get like at least 10 requests a week for some sort of support from the town. And we try to do as much as we can.
So that's what we really love about, one of the things we really love about how supportive you are of the community. Again, when you think about, Christmas trees, how are we going to do that? Well, what you guys are doing is really, great for people who are totally on a budget, which is everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Tough times are tough right now. So,
It's good to know that you all and Hubler's and the Shasta Center is behind the people. It really is. So we can't say much more than that.
Well, China cabinet.
China cabinet. The Shasta Center is filled with small merchants. Local merchants.
Local merchants.
As seen on TV. Yeah, we've got Collector's Choice and the Sugar Plum Cottage, which is a great little toy store.
Darling.
Yeah, a cute little toy store. All decorated up too, and candy in there . And then we've got Sports Clips just opened up over there, which is kind of a man's haircut place, sports related. You can go in there and sit and get a massage and watch your sports while you're getting your haircut. You get a neck massage and all that along with your haircut. So
cool,
kind of fun, different stuff.
It is. So everybody needs to kind of go down there and see, because like you said, you got it filled up and there's all different types of things down there, and it's Christmas.
It is Christmas, and shop local.
There you go. Hey, thank you so much for coming by today.
Bill, you're such a pillar of the community.
Well, you're a Renaissance man, too. I mean, the man is in the jousting. Now you're not jousting anymore, but now you're the announcer for the jousting championships.
Yeah, I just signed a contract for the world finals to go to Estes Park, Colorado in September of 2013 and do some announcing for that show. It'll be interesting. I've competed there quite a bit. So
we love that. We watch that.
Still ride your Harley?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever it's not floating down the river.
Yeah. Well, you and your family have a happy holiday. And, of course, all of those businesses at the Shasta Center, we'll be by there and poke our heads in and see what we can't do to help support local businesses.
China cabinet.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Valerie Miller. Carl on the Bot, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
The Shasta County Arts Council is proud to present political satirist and comedian Will Durst for one performance at Redding's historic Old City Hall on Saturday, December 8th.
George Walker Bush, W.
And Clinton was nicknamed Bubba.
The hell is wrong with us? Why do we keep picking the Dukes of Hazzard to run the country?
Don't miss Will Durst. Reserve your tickets today. Call 241-7320 or online at ShastaArtsCouncil.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM, 7:51 in the morning, and I am here with one of my favorite people who always represents, you know what, I never see you in a bad mood. Valerie Ing Miller.
Wow.
Always.
Oh my gosh.
See you funky.
Well, I can get funky.
Well, I mean, I know you can get down and get funky, but I never
see you
like...
Oh, you mean in a funk.
Yeah. So welcome to the show. And, of course, we're talking about the Cascade Theater, and we know that, boo-hoo, Cascade Christmas is over. And everybody just raved about what a phenomenal show it is. And I heard about it yesterday at the Republican Women's Tea. Women saying, oh, my, it's just like right out of New York. It was unbelievable. Somebody said, I saw it twice. Oh, my gosh. And then I have to become a member. They said, I have to become, well, I am a member. But they said, I have to become a member. So there are certain perks for members.
Well, first of all, you're supporting what the Cascade Theater does all year round when you become a member. You're helping be a part of an operation that is operating on a nonprofit basis to bring excellent cultural entertainment to Reading and doing a pretty darn good job, I must say. I mean, and I say that not because I think I'm doing a great job, because it's not that I'm not talking about what I'm doing. I'm talking about what the other people are doing. I get up here and I talk about it, you know, but I'm not the actual one behind the scenes pulling all the strings, putting all those shows together.
When you become a member, which you can walk in and do, and you can do that online, you automatically then go into the system and you get pre-releases.
Yeah, the benefits of being a member of the Cascade are that you, number one, get to purchase tickets before the general public gets to purchase tickets. And it's a donation that you're making of $50 or more on an annual basis, so you would renew it every year or not. And you get tickets to, for example, coming up in February, we just released this last week, Winona Judd is going to be at the Cascade February 21st.
Wow.
With Winona and the Big Noise. So it's not just Winona solo, it's Winona and the Big Noise. Yeah, her band. And so they're going to come. We have not yet, the tickets have been on sale to members for about a week, I think. And tomorrow morning at 11, they go on sale to general membership. But if you want to get, I mean, to general public, but right now only members can get tickets. So you need to skedaddle. And get right to being a member, going online, you can actually do it online, go online, make your membership, with a credit card, and then you can get the link to purchase tickets.
She's a very accomplished musician. And being that I spent 5 years in Nashville, I mean, she was around. She would just step up on stage and do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, whoa, Winona's here.
She's great. She's a great personality, great big personality, really.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful woman. Yeah. Okay. So that's happening in February. So, what else do
Well, so that's a great reason to become a member today to the Cascade Theater so that you can buy tickets to shows like that and others that will be added. See, the add-on show, that's an add-on show. That's a show that wasn't here at the beginning of the season. We just had the opportunity recently. There will be more excellent shows that we get opportunities to have, shows that we can't tell you about yet at this point, that are
whispered,
worthy of being members.
Yeah, there's whispers in the back room like, oh, I might be able to get them.
Yeah. So,
fabulous.
So also, if you find out that if you've bought tickets to a show and then you find out 6 months down the road before the show happens that you have a wedding to go to on that day and you cannot miss that wedding and you don't want to have to, you know, your $200 in tickets go to waste that you've bought, you have as a member the privilege of returning those tickets for a different show or to move your tickets. You know, you can move them to another show, you can move them to another place in the auditorium if you want to sit, if you got a date now and you want to sit next to somebody else. You can move to another place.
This is another one of those, you know, we call it a Christmas present, but if you're looking to, oh, somebody's done something for you very nicely, that's a, you know, maybe a business coworker, you pay it forward in a sense that, you know, the Merry Christmas, and now you're members of the Cascade. I think that's fabulous.
You can definitely do a gift membership, and that way not only are you supporting a nonprofit organization, you're getting a tax write-off for your contribution. The whole thing is tax-deductible. The entire amount. And then after that, you're giving someone a great gift that they are actually going to be receiving benefits from. So there are a lot of really good, it's a great thing giving a gift membership to the Cascade. Also, just tickets to shows. The Cascade Theater has recently, first of all, become kind of the box office for much of the city. The Cascade is not only doing tickets for JPR shows and our own shows that are in the Cascade, but
the Madrigals.
Yes, the Shasta High totally sold out, by the way. Madrigal Dinner tickets, box office was at the Cascade. The Riverfront Playhouse has been using the Cascade for their box office for a while. They've got Every Christmas Story Ever Told and then some going on right now.
I think I may have a few more tickets up for that someplace. I've got to look, yes.
And then, the North State Symphony uses the Cascade Theater a lot for most of their shows, but their holiday concert, for example, this year is at Our Lady of Mercy, but they are using the Cascade box office as the box office. So some people might get the wrong impression that this particular concert is at the Cascade, but it's actually not. But Cascade is the box office.
Now, how are Riders in the Storm tickets sold?
Oh, Riders in the Sky.
Riders in the Sky. No, think of the Yodeler guys. Yeah, I'm sorry. Riders in the Sky.
That's a sneak preview into this week's playlist for Mistress of the Mix that I'm doing for a news cafe. Yeah, yeah. Well, Riders in the Storm is on that one. I bet you can't guess what the theme is.
Let me think.
Storm?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Riders in the Sky is awesome. That's going to be our next big show on December 7th. So this Friday, Riders in the Sky is going to be there. They're Christmas yodeling.
Love it.
They're so funny. They're great. And that is a wonderful concert that the Hilton Garden Inn is our main sponsor, along with U.S. Bank, for this particular show. So there's going to be a lot of Hilton folks there.
Well, this is very exciting. Now, I know that we could be talking about Benghazi, and we could be talking a lot of political stuff. And, you know, probably when Carl gets back, there'll be just a little snippet of this in there. But really, we're very excited right now to have Valerie Ng talking about the Cascade Theater and all the upcoming. And we've had Bill Woldford here talking about Shasta Center. And in the next hour, we have James Masada and Rhonda Ball talking about the lovely issue of Enjoy. I went to the store few days back, I only had 15 minutes, picked my head in because I had to have some of those alpaca socks.
Smells like fresh paint in there, doesn't it?
New additions. All right, so I know you've got something up your sleeve. You always do. You want to drop something?
I could.
Do it.
I could.
Come on, take a chance.
Oh, I forgot to bring it with me.
Oh.
Well, I have some tickets I can give away.
Oh.
To another show.
That's not what I meant, but okay.
Oh, no, you got something big.
After
Weird Al Yankovic, and I went back in a post-traumatic stress disorder.
I had
to see my
shrimp
for 12 days.
You've got something up your sleeve. You can tell us.
That's just my impending birthday that you're seeing coming up.
And that date is?
12-12-12. And I was born at 12, by the way.
Oh.
My 12th birthday was 12. A really big one, but this one is another big one.
It's not 12.
Okay, we're okay then, because we got to the 21st. We got to the 21st.
Boston, that's my brother's birthday, by the way.
12-12-12?
Yeah, well, no. He's
12-12.
12.
12-12. 12-12.
12-12. Well,
it's a great day. 12-12-12,
though.
Yeah.
It is 12-12-12, his birthday.
Is it?
12th of December. 2012, 12, 12, 12.
Yep, 12, 12, 12. We have to run. I don't know what I was thinking.
We have to
and
run.
No, wait a minute. Okay.
Hey, listen, I got some tickets to give away.
You got to do it now.
To the Nutcracker.
Oh!
This is coming up the 14th or 15th. I've got a pair of tickets as a voucher, so you get it, and then you can go and pick up your tickets.
Okay, 605-4567. You get a ticket, couple tickets to
the Nutcracker.
Gifts from Valerie Ing Miller and the Cascade Theater. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. We'll be right back with Enjoy.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. 29 days left to build a bridge or make a detour, but so far, no roadmap to avoid the fiscal cliff. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in D.C.
Well, when I got a look at President Obama's plan, House Speaker John Boehner says he was...
flabbergasted. I looked at him and said, you can't be serious.
Boehner tells Fox News Sunday the first 3 weeks of fiscal cliff talks have been a waste of time. But Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill tells ABC that's because Boehner's under enormous pressure.
From a base of his party that is unreasonable about this.
Other Democrats are asking, where is Boehner's plan? He says the GOP has one, but Lisa, he's not yet giving specifics.
Well, Rich, worry about possible tax hikes getting part of the blame for U.S. manufacturing shrinking last month to the weakest level in more than 3 years. Hurricane Sandy also a factor in that survey. But upbeat news on auto sales, and some of that is storm-driven, too. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Chrysler says its November sales jumped 14% over a year ago, thanks to the Dodge Avenger and the Chrysler 300. Ford analyst Eric Merkel says their sales jumped 6% with hot-selling F-Series pickups and the new C-Max Hybrid. Also,
we estimate that replacement demand from Hurricane Sandy accounted for an additional roughly 20,000 to 30,000 vehicles in November industry-wide.
GM's November sales rose just 3% from a year earlier, with the Buick and Cadillac brands leading the way. Lisa?
Jennifer, one other bright spot, construction spending, the biggest boost by U.S. builders in 5 months, led by a surge in housing. Right now, the Dow, though, down 31 points. Israel drawing concern over its approval of 3,000 new homes on occupied territory in the wake of a Palestinian victory last week at the UN. Britain, France, and Sweden summoning Israeli ambassadors to express disapproval. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Give a garden. You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a garden. Give a garden.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Syria's civil war interfering with air travel again. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Mideast Bureau.
The capital's international airport was forced to close last week because of heavy fighting between rebel forces and government troops in Damascus. The situation had become more stable, but one airline, Egyptian Air, that resumed flights today after 3 days of cancellations, has had to turn back. The plane was told to go back to Cairo because of the bad security situation there. Elsewhere, Syrian warplanes flew very close to Turkey again, targeting a security building taken over by rebels. Lisa.
Emily, the U.S. says the Syrian regime has already inflicted horrors on its people, but that using chemical weapons would cross a red line.
We are certainly planning to
take action if that eventuality were to occur.
After Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's comments in Prague, Syria's government released a statement that if it had chemical weapons, it would not use them on its own people. Forecasters say it could have been worse in California's Napa Valley. Still,
it's flooded.
She lives in one of those areas where the Napa River is overflowing, threatening vineyards and farms.
It's pretty flooded coming down Deer Park and Silverado and Deer Park, where the peach trees are.
The third significant storm since last Wednesday, dropping an inch of rain per hour in some spots, but moving through more quickly than first expected. More rain in tonight's forecast. Thousands without power. There are college students, and some in high school, too, who don't remember a world without texting. The first text was sent 20 years ago today.
It wasn't until the 10th anniversary of text messaging that I realized, like, wow, yeah, that was 10 years ago. That was a big thing.
The brainchild of British engineer Neil Papworth, who sent that first text from his computer to a friend's cell phone. It was Merry Christmas. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR, 1460 AM. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let me see, the 3rd of December. That means for us guys, not for girls, because girls are different, but for us guys, there's 23 more shopping days till Christmas. Now, you say 23, that means Christmas Day. Yes, because as long as these roadside gas stations are opened up with things for sale like aspirin and oil, you've got a place to get a present to put under the tree.
5-hour
energy drinks to drop into those stocking stuffers. That's what I'm thinking.
Carl, I want to know, explain, what's the difference between a girl and a boy? You just said there's differences. Are there?
Well, there are.
You know what it is? Parts.
Okay. our guests today are James Masada and Rhonda.
Parts and
Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. But we haven't gotten to them yet because we have all these other things we're trying to do first. And but one of them, of course, is to see our friends and talk to our friends, Chris Lasondak, down at our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into a new trading month, and the markets have given up all of our earlier gains and have moved into negative territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 29 points at 12,995. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1,415, while the Nasdaq Composite's unchanged at 3,010. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 183 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 16 cents at $19.06, Intel's down 2 cents at $19.54, Apple up $3.92 at $5.88.90, while Microsoft is down a dime at $26.49. Of local interest, Costco up 8 cents at $104.11, Home Depot's adding 35 cents at $65.43, and Reading Bank of Commerce up 4 cents at $4.45. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.63%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's up 89 cents a barrel at $89.80. And precious metals are higher, with gold up 57 cents an ounce at $17.15.46. While silver's up 24 cents at $33.64. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute on, Wells Fargo Advisors Market Minute on at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR 1460. And if you want to go see them, you head on down to Park Marina Drive in Reading, or give them a call at 243-7561. Yes, I realize it's hard, children, to keep it shut down when I'm trying to make an announcement here.
Oh,
you're sitting here.
No, she
are
did
you
it.
Finished with your announcements? I want to get into the juice of this.
Why don't you give the weather?
Okay. And,
there is none.
Let's see. What do we have, Bob? Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have 30% chance of rain today, 80% tonight. Strap it on because Tuesday's 100, Tuesday night's 100, and, you know, that means 100%. That means rain all day long and night. So the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And Wednesday we have about Carl's looking at me. Hey, I'm entertaining myself over here. We've got Enjoy, and we've got roll-on stuff, and I'm smelling, and I'm excited.
Does that have anything to do with strapping it on? I'm not sure. Bob and I are still trying to figure what that has to do with the weather.
That means bring on the gear.
Ensemble Vineyards, 474-5546. Of course, pizza's on Thursday. Linda and I are heading up there tomorrow.
Rhonda, it's going to be a
Wednesday.
Good morning.
You know what? Just sit down, hang on, and shut up. We're getting ready to go. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460 AM. We got Enjoy Magazine here.
Years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request ND Imaging.
The holiday season is upon us, and nobody does Christmas like Dandelion. Dandelion, located at 1332 Market Street, with their winter hours 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 5. Let's talk about those Christmas trees.
This year we have 15 themed Christmas trees. From Shoo La La to Cowboys and Cowgirls, Winter Ice and Woodland, there's a theme for everyone.
And I hear that ponchos are the craze this year.
Fashion accessories help perk up an old outfit and make it new. Ponchos, scarves, and headbands are some great choices for Christmas gifts.
And there's a new line with Brighton?
Brighton just introduced My Flat in London, inspired by both British and American royalty.
Make it a great shopping experience at Dandelion, 1332 Market Street. See you there.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 43 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you need help 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, go to Alliance Heating and Air. And they are going to keep your house at the right temperature. Trust me. They do their work. They guarantee their work. They think of their customers as family. Head on out to homecomfort.org on their website, or 221-2642. That's 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. All right. Our guests are James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine.
Morning.
We
Morning.
Have a thick issue, a very Christmassy issue. All right. So why don't we just kick off and just go right away. Let's talk about first of all, one of the things we love about this segment or this hour is the first Monday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
We get that your magazine's just dropped. Hardly yep. can find them because they really come out just about like 4 days or 5 days before the first of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one, and then, of course, your expansion. So everybody's dying to know what's going on with Enjoy.
Well, a little bit of everything. I love this place. This is
I
so
know,
awesome.
We're just like, oh, you know,
busy
we're
bees
fine.
Today.
Wake up and get ready.
Well, it's
smell
the December issue, so if you want it, need it, this would actually make even a great stocking stuffer. You could come by the office and pick one up and subscribe and give it as a gift for a friend. A lot of people don't realize, you know, we mail 10,000 of these magazines, but you can, if for whatever reason you weren't, able to be put on that list, you know, we do promotions in the store. We have a select number of spaces, but if you come in the store and you spend $20, which is really easy to do, and you should because it's a great place to buy Christmas gifts, you can be added to the mailing list and you'll get the magazine that way. Or you can go to our website, enjoymagazine.net, and subscribe, and you can give it as a gift. So it's an awesome gift. We're just really excited you know, to continue to do what we do. We feel very blessed. And, you know, the reality of it is the communities of the Northern California are a plethora of just really great and interesting stories to share. We've been really successful with the store, so we thank, you know, the communities and all the people coming in and shopping and all of our vendors who are awesome. These are all locally and regionally produced products. So you can make gift crates. So we have new crates for shipping, flat rate if it fits at ship's box. We are just in our final stages of our store expansion, so we almost doubles the size of the store. We're going to be bringing in some really great, cool stuff. It's going to be really interesting, a lot of home decor. So a lot of handmade furniture by local furniture makers, which, you know, you can buy right off the floor, even though there are display models. Or we will be setting up a small little area where you'll be able to actually, we can bring in the artist and you can have something custom made. A lot of them have catalogs that we're putting together with them to show what kind of work they do. We have a 14-foot hand-carved wood kayak that's coming in from a local kayak maker. We're looking at guitars and dulcimers and, I mean, just, you know, some really unique things now coming in besides what we're doing. Expanding, obviously, our food base. There's just amazing things made around here, you know. I am still shocked
new
every
things,
day.
New things all the time. You've got stories in here that one that you marked that I've just... I know I'm going to be fascinated by it. Is this the knife maker? Blade maker.
Yeah, right? Well, and that's somebody that we've been talking to, or we wanted to carry his product and just haven't yet. But it finally is on the docket here, and we have a story on him, and it's on page 55, Rhonda. It's called Forge Ahead, mm-hmm. Aaron Wilburn. And Wilburn, this is a gentleman that lives here locally, and he is currently a journeyman bladesmith. Well, you know, when you hear the word journeyman, that's an accomplished person. But he is actually, within the year, attempting to get his what's called master smith status, which there's only 110 master smiths worldwide. That's how good this guy is. And he does cutting knives. And it's staggering that
Beautiful.
We have somebody of this kind of caliber and talent here. And we desperately at the store want to carry a selection of his knives that would go perfectly into our home decor. But these knives are not just ordinary knives. These are custom-made, just exquisite knives. And, you know, price points on these pieces are – he sells, you know, throughout the world. But it goes on, you know, to talk in the story. It's very interesting to hear how that kind of stuff is done. But – the blades for his, just even to get his journeyman's, he had to take, what does it say, Rhonda? Prive metal Wilburn needed to show that his knives could pass a performance test held at Master Smith shops. I had to had to be able to chop through two by fours twice, cut 1 inch free-handing manila rope with one swing, and still be able to shave hair off of his arm. So his knife had to be able to cut through two by fours twice, cut with one swing, swipe through ropes, and then be able to shave the hair off of his arm.
Having worked in a, I worked in a slaughterhouse for years to put myself through school during the summers.
Yummy.
Knives were really a really important part of our job, and you always wanted to have those knives sharp enough to cut the hair off your arm.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always like little bare patches.
That
was your test, just to take it down like that. Because I tell you why, a sharp knife is an incredible tool, but it's also an incredibly dangerous tool to people that aren't used to knives being sharp. They'll take it out and they'll cut themselves.
Well, actually, I was going to say, yeah, this would be a great gift for somebody to buy, but you better be careful who you're buying for, because
they have to understand.
Cut their finger off.
Well, but it's not like that. It's just like hitting it. Like they're used to, I can just do this. Oh, no, you're going to.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to cut yourself because it's such a well-made knife.
Mm-hmm.
But once you understand that, there's nothing better than a well-made knife that's sharp.
Yeah. Well, and so, I think best of luck to him. I think he's, going to do this. But how, proud to be a resident of Redding, California, and if he gets his mastery position, he'll be one of 110 in the entire world with this kind of status. So great story, great photos.
And, he has a website, too, and we have some really great pictures in here, but there's also some really amazing pictures on his website of some of the knives that he's done. They're pretty amazing.
It's WilburnForge.com. Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, there's nothing better than a well-made knife that you can have. I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but it's a type of present that you can keep for years.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole life, and then pass it on.
Sure.
Yeah. I know you. It sounds funny, but that's true. You can pass that on to your kids.
It's like an heirloom.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, speaking of heirlooms, we better take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM, our guest from Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Ball and James Masala.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReddingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
Free Fire Radio. It's a Target Vision podcast.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, serving Redding and all of the North State. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell, whether they're previously owned or brand new. Cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. And then their service department is second to none at Redding Crown Motors. Stop on by 555 Cypress Avenue there in Redding, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. You know, you want to buy something now before the sales tax goes up and that extra $6 billion goes to your legislature so they can spend it on education and infrastructure. And if you believe that, I have some property over there by Hawes, you know, Mitigation Bank, we can sell you. Okay, our guests are James Posada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine, and you are here with us again. Okay, Rhonda, it's your turn.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I'm just going to touch on a few of the stories that I really liked. We have a story on Turtle Bay and where the animals go during the winter, and that's just a really nice read. Carrie Schmeck wrote that.
Where do they go?
They're still there, but they still work with them, and so we have that great story. We also have a story about piano angels, which they connect students with instruments, and this is a great story about kids that are learning to play piano who really don't have pianos in their homes so they can practice, and the piano angels find ways to get them to them, so which is a great organization, and so we have that wonderful story.
Wow. You get a free piano?
No, it's they find a way for them to be affordable or for them to make payments.
Oh.
So that's another great story in this issue. And then we have another fun story. A gentleman came into our office a few months ago, and he said, I have a story that my mom had been working on, and she passed away a few years ago, and she lived in Wintoon on the McLeod River in the Hearst place, and she grew up there. Her parents worked for them. So he gave me the story that his mom, that he had kind of messed with, that his mom had started to write, and then I read it, and it was great, and he said, you know, I want to fine-tune it, and I'll send it back to you. And he sent it back, and it's just such a neat little love story about his mom and how much she loved growing up on the on that property. And, you know, she used to have to be, if they had a guest list of 13, she used to be able to sit in and have dinners with them at some of their fancy dinners. But
so she'd be 14. She'd be the 14th.
She would be the 14th person, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, just a really neat story.
That happens in my house. Sometimes I get to sit at the table if there's an odd number. if there's three, I get to come. If there's nine, I get to sit down. If there's eight, I don't.
Right.
Or six. So.
And, you know, she talked about Randolph Hearst and, you know, what a big man he was, and how he was a really nice guy. And
incredibly complex individual.
Yeah. So that's a really great story. And that is on page 59 in the December issue. So, go ahead, James. What do you got?
I'm just enjoying listening to you.
Oh, you like how I don't get into a lot of detail? But there's so much. There's a lot of really good stories in here this month.
Well, as usual, and we say this every time, so we're going to say it again, is that it seems like every month it gets better. Every month the photography is, you know, a little more striking. Every month you take it and you say, you know what, that's a great idea about stocking stuffers. But when we send something to our, like to our family in New Mexico and Tennessee, we're going to be putting issues of this
in the packages and sending it off and just saying, letting them take a look at it. This is the North State. This is where we are. We bought a present from y'all for for a wedding, which had all. It was made almost like a little diorama type thing made of flowers and you know by that artist that you had a story that went off and said this is part of the North State and they loved it. They just loved
literally a part of it.
Yeah. It literally is.
And you know what I have to say quickly before we take our half hour break is that recently we walked in and a girlfriend of mine had gone into your store I believe it was last week and she said and the guy in there not really realizing it was you was so helpful. He knew exactly where everything had come from and the story behind it. She said, I bought loads of stuff, and then the other day while we were having coffee I said, let's run over there because we got to get those alpaca socks. You know, the alpaca socks are, you know, especially with the snow
and
coming.
The new shipment came in, by the way.
Oh good. So yes, those are like $20, $22. If you give nothing else, the alpaca socks. And I love the story about the lady behind that. You have to share that when we come back. But they're in the corner with the wool. And so she bought a set for her husband because they spend a lot of time up in the mountains. And those are like just blessings to keep your feet warm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she raved about the fact that she'd been in there and she loves how it's all local and what's really cool. Again, going back to the wedding and what we did for the wedding is that I said, well, we left an issue of the Enjoy Magazine October issue on your coffee table. If you go back, you'll see that there's a story on Jensen, and he is the
curator
producer. Yes, yeah. Who made that piece of art. So, anyway, are we ready to take a break?
Not yet. We got another few seconds. You know, what would you say is, I know, which of your kids do you love the most? Which one? You think is there one that kind of stands out?
James?
In the stories,
yeah.
Well, the one that I'm interested in, because I just think it's fascinating, is there's a story on Treehouse Hotel, basically.
Oh. Okay,
so
let's
talk
about that.
That.
All right. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM. Our guest, Enjoy Magazine, James Masada and Rhonda Ball.
Fox News Radio, I'm Salji Ingrasso. The U.S. Supreme Court still hasn't decided whether or not to settle same-sex marriage cases.
Several challenges to the Federal Defense of Marriage Act are getting a Supreme Court review, as is California's Proposition 8, the voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage overturned by federal courts. The next chance we could hear if the court will take up any of the same-sex marriage cases is Friday.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington. More classroom time is planned for some.
300 hours are being added to the school calendar. Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Tennessee signing on to the 3-year pilot program affecting almost 20,000 students in 40 schools.
Just how it'll be done remains unresolved.
The schools working with districts, faculty, and parents will decide whether to make school days longer, add more days to the school year, or both.
Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460 AM. Monday, 3 December, 43 degrees after. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Man's last stronghold. You can do it. Get your hair cut. You can do it. Get your hair cut there. Discounts for veterans and seniors. Great guys down there. Good people to talk to. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
Our guests this morning are Rhonda Ball and James Masada, and we're talking about the December issue of Enjoy.
This
okay.
one's story heavy, so there's a lot.
All right,
there's
so what lot, do you have? Yeah. You've got a little dog tag or ear tag.
Ear tags. Just a quick shout on the first story is Come Experience Christmas in McLeod. the first Friday, which I believe would be, what, the 7th? Is the Friday the 7th? I'm assuming that's the first Friday of December.
Yes.
Is they're celebrating, they have this will be their 120th
Bob's
Christmas.
Bob's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
On the Friday the 7th, as well as Barbara Harrison's.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Gosh. So this will be the 120th Christmas celebration for the town. And this is where they bring in Santa, and Santa, if for their snow, they give the reindeers a rest. So at this point, he'll be coming in on fire truck, or he can come in on a sleigh, and if there's snow on the ground. But they just open up downtown just to have a great kind of a little festival. The restaurants have product out. The candy store is available for kids. The largest jarred candy store west of the Mississippi.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We have some friends. I just sat next to a gal yesterday. They're going there for Christmas. They have the three or four rooms, mm-hmm. and they're staying at the McLeod Inn. She gets to bring her dog.
Yep.
You know, and I thought that's really interesting. That's what you're doing for Christmas.
I was up there about a week and a half ago, and, you know, the people there are just so awesome, and it's just
the mercantile is awesome.
The mercantile is beautiful, and
it's like that old-fashioned candy store with the big glass jars and the buckets, and it's the ladder that slides around and
really?
Just open candy in the jars.
They don't just let anybody put their fingers in there, though, do they?
Probably not.
No.
A good reason never to eat anything in Safeway ever again.
This is pretty much the top of the, the beginning issue of the issue. It's called Christmas Presents.
So I just wanted to give a shout out because it's coming up. So if you wanted the opportunity to go have something fun, that was where I think one of our first pictures we ever shot was in the mercantile with hot chocolate.
Ooh.
So it's near and dear to our heart. But when we left and went to our break, our 30-minute break or whatever you call that, we had talked about what we wanted to talk about.
Right.
In the treetops.
Our break at the 30-minute mark.
Yes, oh, treetops in Oregon. That's cool.
Yes. Out and about treehouse. It's called a treesort.
Treesort.
In southern Oregon. It's in, how do you say that? Tacoma? Tacoma?
Well, Carl, you've been in from that area, so.
Excuse me for pronouncing it incorrectly. But anyway, it's about a 4-hour drive from here. 30 miles south of Grants Pass. And this is a resort.
A tree resort.
Yeah. Made of tree houses. It's 36-acre facility. It's got 14 tree houses. Some sleep up to 8.
How fun.
Some have full living rooms, kitchens, and bathrooms. Some 46 feet up in the forest canopy. They have the Swiss Family Robinson complex, the tree saloon. I mean, it literally is like Swiss Family Robinson's. They're connected by suspension bridges and
zip lines.
But they have horseback riding, yeah, and zip lines and crafts and rappelling. There's a giant Tarzan swing. So this would be an amazing opportunity for a family if you have a chance at some point, because what a very unique experience. And I just love, the pictures are beautiful. I mean,
yeah.
Go check it out, you guys. Get an issue. It's on page 23.
Yep. My thing is, I'd love to be there on a windy night. Could you imagine sleeping in your house? Oh, I love it. They say the houses rock back and forth, and it lulls you to sleep.
I lived on my boat. That would happen. You know, the gentle rocking motion of the ocean would just knock me right out. So, and that and the quart of rum. But no, just kidding. Got to take a break here, Carl
you
and Linda by KCNR. Unfortunately, the boat never left the dock. We'll be right back.
Where are we going? So far away.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Take a break from the holiday stress and laugh your Santa hat off at the Riverfront Playhouse production of Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some. Directed by Russell Platt, featuring the talents of Chris Gomez, Ian Dalzell, and Tyler Penn, this fast and funny show crams all of your favorite Christmas stories, traditions, and carols into one wild night. Friday and Saturday nights, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. through December 15th. Get your tickets at the Cascade Theater box office. If you can only see one Christmas show this year, why not see them all?
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM.
Wait.
Yeah, just
boom.
Keep talking here.
Boom.
I tried.
This portion of the show is brought to you by No. This portion
You're
of the show is
like
brought
to you. You watch sports. You know they're going, Goa.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. You know what? Put a sock in it. Here's
you put a sock on it.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Serving. Is that an alpaca sock? Somebody just asked us where they could get some, and I said enjoy the store. Okay, Home Helpers. Serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004. They have over 50 caregivers, wonderful caregivers, providing assisted living, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. Now, every one of their helpers have been background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded, and insured. Now, do you need one? How can this work? You need to call Sharon Clark to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment at 530-226-8350. That's 226-8350 for a complimentary in-home assessment. Home Helpers.
And she has a great double-page spread in our center spread.
On her page? Uh-huh. And what page is that on?
That is on page 53.
I'm looking at it 53. Right here.
It's a nice
Not
ad.
Only that, is Sharon is also expanding into Sacramento.
Oh, so, is she?
Oh, yeah, she's expanding into Sacramento. And the same kind of work.
Now, I just wanted to say real quick, though, if Linda or Carl approach you in any way to come on their show and you have any reservation because you're just nervous, you've got to take the opportunity because I'm telling you what, it is so darn fun.
Aw, thanks. And we never know. You know, we wake up and go, you know. But
I just really wish Bob wouldn't turn off all the mics.
because I told Bob, turn off all the mics until at least I get started here. Look at him. That's why he's got this. Well, you know what? There's been times as Bob has said right during the break, he's going, children, we have a show to put on. 3, 2, 1. And Linda takes her teeth out of my shoulder at that point, and we
now,
get
why
on
don't
with
take
it.
My teeth out
of my shoulder, of my shoulder.
Okay,
you can
That's
take your teeth
gross.
Out.
No,
all right,
I know where I can put them and keep them there. hey, when you guys came in, James, you had this. You've got a new scent.
Mm-hmm.
It's a roll-on. You know, we love the fact that you've got. Olive oils and soaps and things that are very organic. Mm-hmm. And there's a new scent out. Now, I think this is a great stocking stuffer.
This is just one of probably 15. So we have Clear Creek Soap Company, and she has amazing products. She's got muscle rubs and foot rubs and shea butter creams and salt scrub soaps and loofah soaps. And I mean, so it goes on and on and on. But this is a new product for her because we have so many faithful customers that come in and buy specific scented soaps that they love. One of our most popular is monkey farts. And
Carl just hit his face on the microphone.
No, Carl just spit his coffee all over into his face and got Bob and Ron at the same time. You know what?
I am not the
there
only one
no
with the weird sense of humor.
There is no such thing as monkey fart soap.
Oh, yes, there is. And it's probably one of our number one
store.
Sellers.
If somebody calling, they're probably telling us to report us to the FCC right now.
I want to know what part of the body you're supposed to wash with that.
Monkey fart. Well, it's all the things that monkeys eat, like bananas, cherries, mango. So it's an amazing blend. However, I just threw that out there because I knew it's good. But it is a true soap. But we've got these beautiful soaps that she has now married and matched. These personal essential oil roll-on fragrances. So
they're going to go fast because it's such clean products that you just can't do it with, you know, huge.
So, you know, you go in and you pick this beautiful handmade soap and you love the smell. That's why you make them. And they work well and you know, and then it's just another step because you always think, gosh, I wish this would stay with me all day.
That's how I feel with her. I love her soaps, too.
So now you can. You can take, it's an essential oil based with a roll-on tip, and you just roll it on your wrists. And
laughing. Yeah. Hey, you know what? That'd be fun to send to somebody overseas. If you've got anybody who's serving, don't you think that would be hilarious, that it would be somewhat close
to... Okay, I'm going
to
throw this out. Enjoy the store, and Linda and I are going to give away one free bar of monkey fart soap to the first person that calls. 530-605-4567. We are going to give away a free bar of monkey fart soap.
Soap.
Mm-hmm.
You so the first person to call.
This sounds like bananas. Let's make sure we're, you know.
It smells like fresh fruit.
And you want to know what is. Our shoppers are going around looking through the stacks of soaps. Yeah. Oh, eucalyptus and patchouli vanilla and lavender and blah, blah, blah. And then you see them pick it up and they stop and look and they go, monkey fart? And they go, that's disgusting. I would never use that. And they,
okay, we have the lights lighten up because they want it. Okay.
And then they put it down, but then we say, no, it smells really good. They smell it and then they always buy it.
It's the conference.
What did we just give away?
A bar of monkey fart soap. A bar of monkey fart soap.
From the Enjoy Store.
From the Enjoy Store. And no, it's right. Okay, you know what? Frankly, we're going to buy 4 or 5 bars of that just so we can send it as presents.
So
I think that Roberta's going to have to make a lot of it now.
Yeah.
Well, it's just funny. And I was just thinking about, you know, if you're sending something to overseas to the troops and they're all sitting, you know, imagine these guys sitting around just going, oh, you know, and all of a sudden from his Reading they get a bar of money. You know, they got to be talking about
okay,
it.
Okay, enough of that. Let's go on to something else. Okay. We've given away the bar soap. It'll be here tomorrow for, I think Jeff won the bar. It'll be here tomorrow because it takes us time to wander down the street and get it.
So on page 27, we have a title article called Show and Tell. Chef Renald Tell is his last name. Mm-hmm. Tell. And he is French. And he is now here in Reading with his lovely wife and their kids. He is kind of a world-renowned chef. And it's a great article. I've been able to eat his food several times, been very lucky. We did the fundraiser to help Donnie.
He does the catering. So.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And so, but he'll come. He does catering, but he also can be hired to come into your home and do full 3, 4, or 8 course meals. And the article goes on to share several local people here that have had the experience and have shared how delightful and wonderful it is. And he's just a very nice man. He's a gentleman. It's lovely to hear him speak. I encourage anybody that is thinking about having a party, you know, I mean, maybe it's a little late this year, but it doesn't have to be just for the holidays. It could be any time. It could be a New Year's event. If you want something easy and done and absolutely world-class and professional, this is where we go.
Lovely. Okay, we're going to have to take a break now. Jeff, who won the monkey fart soap, wants to know, will it be in a plain brown wrapper? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
This takes one whiff.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location.
Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to down. KCNR 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott in our last segment here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Harley Davidson. It's before Christmas. You still got a chance. Before the prices go way up because of the new sales tax. Got a chance to buy that Harley. There you go. Go to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 530-241-7117. This is the Harley shop to go to. You know, it's the not only is are they so professional there, their service department is absolutely fabulous. Keeps my bike on the road all the time, no matter what I do to it. So if you want to experience the ride, you want to live the dream, Reading Harley Davidson.
It is a dream, don't it, Harley?
Daniel.
Good morning.
Did you have, Daniel, it's a tribute to the fallen. What is that?
Well, I want to call in and talk about the chief boatswain mate, Terrell Owens, who, or Terrell Horn, I mean, who died because of a bad guy out there on the ocean.
Oh, okay.
It was down there in Port Hueneme, and we got to remember, we got the bad guys coming and taking it to us here as well. These guys are on the front lines along with the rest of our law enforcement guys.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So, anyway, that's all I was calling about.
We will remember. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Okay.
All right.
Our guest are Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine, and we're finishing up here in our last few minutes.
Yes, we are.
So let me just say a few more things about a couple of stories. The Nutcracker's coming up at the Cascade Theater, and actually it's going to be in Weaverville at the Trinity Alps PAC on December 8th and at the Reading Cascade Theater on December 14th and 15th. And we do have a little story about Diana Christensen and her Nutcracker ballet that she puts on every year.
She's so sweet.
She is. She's really a neat lady.
Very nice.
We also have a story about, I know James wants to talk to that.
No, you're fine.
Okay. we have a story about Melissa Goulden, who writes our beauty stories for us just about every month.
Some of them.
Yeah,
we also have.
That's true. Kimberly does.
Kimberly Nicole.
Yeah. But Melissa wrote about her hair extensions that she had, her experience with getting hair extensions. So it's kind of a neat little story to read. And
big rage, and that's also an idea if somebody's like, oh, I'm so tired of my hair. Well, go on and experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that has to stay in there. It's just it's a change.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And then we also have a story. Our giving back story for this month is the Community Closet, and they do clothing exchange, and that's our last story of the issue, which is on page 101.
Really, we just talked about that the other day. Yeah. Somebody said, we should all come together and bring our clothes, throw them in a pile, and say, you take what you want, and I'll take what I
right.
want, because we just want
to... I've been to those parties.
Take her, really?
Yeah, you.
I went to one of those parties once, too. Yeah. Gosh.
Bunch of girlfriends get together.
It wouldn't be the same.
No, just, you probably never put anything back on.
Do you want that brown stained underwear, or do you want those?
How about you like that sock over there with that hole in it? Let me wear those nylons over my head.
All right. And then of course, all right, let's get back on track about this party. What happens with this party? When is that Community Closet
Oh, the
thing?
Community Closet, they're going to be having their Their doors open at 10 a.m. on December 15th, and it's at the Reading Christian Fellowship on Victor Avenue.
And then we have our few of our favorite things, great gift ideas for guys. In here we have the music lover, we have the reader for the sports enthusiast, for the outdoorsman, for the foodie, for the wine connoisseur, for the beer lover. What else do we have, Rana? The gadget guy, the movie goer.
The artist.
For the artist, yeah. For the little guy, for the four-legged friend, and for the traveling man.
And Kimberly Bonet did that story, and she did a lot of research for that, and I thought she did a great job. So
something a little different, just kind of guy-focused.
Just guys, yeah.
I love this, and the thing is that I think this would be perfect for guys who can't figure out, you know, what they want for Christmas, to pick up the Enjoy magazine, go to the Enjoy store, you know, before they, because they move quickly from banks and other retail places that you have them. And then maybe just do a little X next to something that you think that you would like. It gives us a great idea of what to get you.
Yeah. We need to do a registry at the store so you can come in and
create
a wish list.
Yes.
And also, Lana Grand Force's recipe of the month is Italian Christmas cookies, and they look delicious.
Yeah. And if you ever want, you know, we have Lana does our recipes, but she also works in the store. So if you ever want to meet Lana, you just come down and talk to her, because she's a plethora of wealth when it comes to food and all that kind of stuff.
It's emergency. It's always just
It's just a test. Oh, okay. Just a test. Don't worry about it.
Like, oh, my God, run.
run. Just a test. Okay, our guests today have been Rhonda Baugh and James Masada. It is just a test, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's just a test, but it's talking to us.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, this is super cool. Right.
James Masada and Rhonda Baugh from Enjoy Magazine. On the beginning of each month, we talk about the magazine, things that are going on, get some great ideas. Tomorrow, Bill Chappell, we're getting back into our political side. Bill Chappell, the newly elected supervisor for here for Shasta County, will be our guest tomorrow. We're going to have Brian Daly on Thursday. We're going to try and get all of our new elected officials on here. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Have you recently changed jobs? Are you about to retire from your company? At Wells Fargo Advisors, we're with you when it's time to make some important decisions about your retirement plan.
EM sales rose just 3% from a year earlier. And if Washington is wondering who's concerned about the fiscal cliff, GM Sales VP Kurt McNeil says,
I will say that markets and consumers hate the uncertainty. Until we see some resolution, we're going to be conservative and wait to issue a formal sales forecast for 2013.
Small cars did well at Ford, and they saw their strongest November for truck sales since 2005, pushing last month's sales up almost 7%. Lisa?
Jennifer, less than a month until those automatic tax hikes could go into effect, and both sides of the aisle still not budging. Fox Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
While that stalemate continues, the motivation remains high.
It's time.